Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind.
If you're just joining us, it is 7 minutes after five. You're listening to the home of the Afropolitan, that is the Soweto Gospel Choir, with the song Wahamba Nati. And as I said earlier on, that we're going to be joined by clinical psychologist Davuyo Temba, who joins us now on the line just to help us navigate these tough times around lockdown, which basically starts in, I suppose, a few hours, especially for those of us that have kids. But even if you don't have kids, this could be a very difficult time for a lot of people, not being able to move the way that you are used to, being restricted, not being able to spend time with family and friends. It could be a very, very difficult time, and it could trigger some anxiety for some people. So thank you so much for joining us, Vuyo.
Hi, Soweto.
We were just chatting on the line, on the phone now, but you know, almost finished all our conversation by talking talking about the difficulty that is this lockdown. And you know, it is obviously business unusual, very difficult for many of us, but I think for kids as well, it could be just a little bit harder, because kids do spend a lot of time in general outside. I mean, you know, I know we're living in modern times where kids watch TV, but you know, friendships, teachers, socialization is very important to kids. So how do we deal with it around kids?
I think, the first thing, you know, it's about having an honest conversation with kids in terms of explaining what is happening. But before we even go there, I think it's important as parents to first be aware of our own fears and anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
Before you even have any conversation with your child or you prepare them for anything. Because remember, if you are anxious, if you are fearful, if you are worried, they're going to see that. And if you are worried and then you start projecting onto them, thinking that they're also worried only because you are worried, it's going to create a barrier in terms of having a discussion with them that can be facilitated, where you can, you know, facilitate for knowledge giving and for giving structure and things like those. So I think the first thing we need to do as parents is to be aware of our own fears and our own anxieties so that we don't project those to kids. And once we've done that, remember, some of our kids don't even know why it is that we're having this lockdown.
That's true.
So you really need to start breaking it down. I mean, some kids, most kids by now know the word COVID-19, they know corona, they know rona, they know all these other words that we're using. But I don't think some of them really understand the extent of it, because we either have used those words jokingly but most of them are probably by now, especially the much older ones, are probably familiar with the words. So you first need to ask them what their understanding is of what is happening. So you can use even simple questions like, what is it that you know about corona?
Mm-hmm.
Because remember, currently, all they probably know is that, no, you must wash your hands,
you must cover your mouth,
you must keep distance. Some of us probably have not even had the conversation about why that is important. So we need to start very basic. What is it that you know about this virus? How do you feel when you hear that word? Especially for the older ones, because remember, now they've been exposed to news. They know that people have fatalities as a result of the corona.
Mm-hmm.
They know other things are happening. So it's important to also assess how they feel about it, because if you can, then you get to also understand what their fears are. Mm-hmm. Which then makes it easy to have the conversation, because you have the conversation based on what it is that they're understanding of the virus and what it's happening and what it means, but also what is it that they're feeling. So because then when you structure your conversation, you structure around that in answering that information. And once you have an understanding, obviously now the explanation needs to happen,
mm-hmm.
but it needs to be age appropriate.
And let's talk about that. Excuse me, Vuyo. Let's talk about that explanation. Excuse me, I don't know what's happening.
So for instance, for 10-year-olds, they know what is happening. So even when you're explaining it, they understand the concept of germs. Listen, there's germs and there's different, even if, remember, they are taught
At school in general,
at
yeah.
At school in general. So now you bring it back and say, remember go NS or whatever class that you are doing. They talk a lot about germs. But 10-year-olds at this point, they also know the words viruses stuff, and especially if they are in more progressive schools. But those who don't, you start at very basic. Do you know... You know, the germs, and this is what they do. And when that happens, the germ can grow, and this is how the germ spreads. But the germ can be prevented. This is how we've been preventing it. We've been using, we've been washing our hands, we've been doing that. But what we've also have found is that this germ can cause more harm if it's not contained. So that is why it's important that if all of us stay at home, then we don't pass the germs. 10-year-olds know the idea already of infection. So when we breathe, when we sneeze, we can even use things like flu to explain what it is. So when we sneeze, this is often what happens. And that's why when we sneeze, it's about making sure that other people don't get sick. At school, most of them are also taught that when you're sick, you don't come to school. So we use concepts like those to then explain why is it now that we can't all go
be outside,
out because
yeah.
now the virus has a likelihood to spread even more, and because we don't know what is causing it and we don't know how to fix it as we would with flu. That's why now we need to sit at home so that they find ways to fix this once we get better, so that not many people get infected. So that's more age appropriate for your 6 to 10 year olds.
To fully understand.
Teenagers, it's different. Teenagers, it's different. And then you have a 5-year old. I mean, a 5-year old.
I have a 5-year old, yes.
The idea of infection. But with them, again, you keep it very basic in terms of this is what happens. You have germs that go into your body, and sometimes these germs go in different ways. They visit us. You know, some of them will sit on your skin. Some of them will come into your body, and if they come into your body, they start to affect the soldiers that are fighting to keep you alive. And so that's why you need to wash your hands. So with them, the information doesn't, you don't have to be talking about death and fatalities. Well, with 8, 10-year-olds, they understand the concept
of death,
even though they have not even internalized it and understanding that it could also happen to us, but at least they have an understanding. So there, again, we need to share the facts to say, you know, if this is not managed, it can get worse. When it gets worse, this is the worst that could happen. People could die. We have seen people dying. But at the same time, if we do the right things, we don't have to die.
We should be fine.
You know, so it's really about being age appropriate. And it's also important for us parents to be honest about what we know. Some of us end up winging it because we think they don't understand. But it's better to rather be honest about what we don't know.
And say, I don't know, I will find out.
Exactly, which you will find that your 6, 7, 8, 9 will probably ask you questions in terms of how does the virus start? Where did it originate? You know, we need to be honest about those things. Yes, we know it came from China, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it affects only Chinese people. And the joke now is the China virus with Donald Trump. We need to also use this opportunity to
educate our kids, exactly, and against prejudice as well, yeah.
Prejudice, yes. To say, yes, it might have originated from that, but we don't know what caused it, and it doesn't only affect Chinese people, because here we are now, we don't have that many Chinese people, but we've got it. What does it mean? So it's using the facts, so they're better off knowing the truth, you know, than thinking that, oh no, this world, this thing is just a nothing. And I've seen some parents are just minimizing it. And it's that on its own also could be problematic, because when the child starts to hear or see that this thing could be closer than them, it's the deception, because we would not have told them the truth.
The truth.
Well, but most importantly, when it's two things that also need to happen. We need to also help our kids focus on finding their own internal resources as well. You know, so we could ask them things like, what do you think we can do or what should we do? So if you, especially for the older ones, if you were the president, what would you have done? Mm-hmm. If you were a doctor, what would you say people must do? Because remember, they also may have ideas. So not only about the virus, it's now, so you're almost bringing the conversation to the lockdown.
Okay.
Say, now that we are here, this is what the president thought would be right to do. So now we are here, we are being locked down. What would you do?
Mm-hmm.
And this is also where we start to have a conversation about giving them structure of how we're going to get through this period. Not them, we. Because we need to bring it back to saying, you are not left to figure this one alone.
We are all in it together.
We are going, yes, and we are going to figure it out. And this is where then we could start having conversations about what it is that we need to do. Maybe, you know, we need to be using this time to catch up on our schoolwork.
Mm-hmm.
When we don't know something, let's talk about it as a family. When the news or, you know, every day we're going to have some time so that people can, we can just sit around, check in or do whatever it is that will provide us that structure. But also for them, it would be structure that is required, because remember, kids function out of structure.
And schedules,
and when there's no structure, yes, when there is no structure, which at this point is interrupted because they're used to going to school, we wake up at 6, at 7, we leave for school from 7 to 1. There is a sense of structure, and that is so critical, because you find that when you remove that for kids, it disrupts their entire being, and it causes them, this is where the anxieties and worries start to kick in.
Uh-uh.
So it's going to be important to create that structure for them to say, you know, to get through this these days, what we all need to do is we're going to wake up, we're going to have breakfast, we're going to wash, we're going to do this from this time to that time, we'll have activities, we'll have, because they would also remember becoming with suggestions. Maybe we could tell stories, maybe we should play board games, maybe we should have quiet time, but you help them.
Okay.
So that it doesn't feel like they are the only ones
that are going through this. Thank you so much, Avuyo, and thank you very much for giving us those guidelines as to how it is that we can deal with the situation and work with this, especially around kids. Thank you so much for your time, as usual. It's always a pleasure.
Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.